Homeward Bound, March 6. No excuse for sinning. Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. John 8, verse 11. God's ideal for His children is higher than the highest human thought can reach. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. This command is a promise. The plan of redemption contemplates our complete recovery from the power of Satan. Christ always separates the contrite soul from sin. He came to destroy the works of the devil, and He has made provision that the Holy Spirit shall be imparted to every repentant soul to keep that one from sinning. The tempter's agency is not to be accounted an excuse for one wrong act. Satan is jubilant when he hears the professed followers of Christ making excuses for their deformity of character. It is these excuses that lead to sin. There is no excuse for sinning. A holy temper, a Christ-like life, is accessible to every repenting, believing child of God. The ideal of Christian character is Christ-likeness. As the Son of Man was perfect in His life, so His followers are to be perfect in their life. Jesus was in all things made like unto His brethren. He became flesh even as we are. He was hungry and thirsty and weary. He was sustained by food and refreshed by sleep. He shared the lot of humanity, yet He was the blameless Son of God. He was God in the flesh. His character is to be ours. The Lord says of those who believe in Him, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Christ is the ladder that Jacob saw, the base resting on the earth, and the topmost round reaching to the gate of heaven, to the very threshold of glory. If that ladder had failed by a single step of reaching the earth, we should have been lost. But Christ reaches us where we are. He took our nature and overcame, that we, through taking His nature, might overcome. Made in the likeness of sinful flesh, He lived a sinless life. Now, by His divinity, He lays hold upon the throne of heaven, while by His humanity, He reaches us. He bids us, by faith in Him, attain to the glory of the character of God. Therefore, we are to be perfect, even as our Father which is in heaven is perfect. The Desire of Ages, pages 311 and 312.